Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Vav. The Gemara starts in the middle of the Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrayna. On the previous plot, we learned the difference in the Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrayna, Lagabi Yayin Nesech. That the Mishnah Rishayna holds it has to go to the bar in order to be called Yayin Lagabi Yayin Nesech, and the Mishnah Achrena is saying as soon as it's Nimshach, it already it's already Yayin to become Yayin Nesech. We spoke about that in the previous year. But the blot starts with the other difference between the Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrena. This one, the Mishnah Achrena, is Lakula, that the Mishnah Rishayna does not allow you to be Isaac and being Metame, the Chulin that belongs to a guy. So therefore, you can't be beitzer with the guy, because when you're beitzer with the guy, you're going to bring it to the gas is going to be metame it, and you're not allowed to be metame, even though it's chulin, it belongs to a guy, you're not allowed to be metame chulin in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Shengen, the Mishnah Achrena makes a chilek. If it belongs to a guy, it's mutter to metame it. And therefore, even though you can't be derech with the guy, because it became Yayin Esach, Reid Lefi, the Mishnah Achrena, but you could be beitzer with the guy, because it's not Yayin, and there's no Issur according to the Mishnah Achrena to Metame the grapes that belong to the guy. But even according to the Mishnah Achrena, you're still not allowed to be Metame the grapes that belong to a Yid, and who it didn't, you can't be Derechimai, because you can't be Mesiel the Evri Aveir when he does this Issur. There's still an Issur to be Metame Chulin that belongs to a Yid. So if the Yid is doing it Betumah, you're not allowed to help him, and you're not allowed to be metame chulin that belongs to a yid. What's the chilek if the chulin belongs to a yid, it belongs to a guy lagabi tuma? So kibshutai, according to Rav Yishenim, we're going to discuss, the chilek is that by a guy, it cannot become truma. So you're not causing any tuma to the subsequent truma that's going to come. Hashengen by a yid, the chulin, you take off truma. And then you're causing tuma, indirectly causing tuma to the truma. But there are four shittas in the Rishayim discussing what exactly is this iser to be metame chulin that belongs to a yid, to metame chulin. What's the iser? And particularly, there's a relevant mishnah which is brought, it's a mishnah in Chala, it's brought in the Gemara Nida Davav and Medeis, it says the following, that says that if, let's say, you have flour that a suffix tumma occurred to it, if the flour was not yet kneaded, it wasn't yet dough, and a suffix tumma occurred to it, you're allowed to make it vade tame. You're allowed to do the gilgul b'tumma. Now, she'en kain, if you have dough that a suffix tumma occurred to it, and it's already dough, so since it's already tovel l'chala, since you're supposed to be mafresh chala from this dough, it's ready tovel l'chala, like a chala dummy, and you're not allowed to be metame, even though it already has a suffix tumma. So here the Gemara does not allow you to be metame the peiros, even though it's before meruach, even though it's before there's an actual chi of meiser on it. And there the Gemara says that when a suffix tumma occurred, if it's before gilgul, they were not talking about chumas and meiser, so chumas and meiser were probably already taken already. They were talking about the inyan of chala. But if it's before Gilgal, which is somewhat equivalent to Meruach, before the Chi of Chala, then you're allowed to be Metameit, but after Gilgal, you're not allowed to be Metameit. So here are the four shittas. Rashi here says that the Issur to Metameit is Meshmeris Trumaisai. And the Lashon of Rashi is Mashmis and Issur Deraisa. In other words, you're not, just like you're not allowed to be Metameit Truma, who would then you're not allowed to be Metameit anything which could potentially become Truma? Even though really you could take off the chuma from something else, at least Taisus and Nida mentions that idea, but maybe in a stam you don't. There's a question about being tayr mina tayr ala tame. But Al Kopanim, Rashi says that there is an isim ishmeris chumaisai. It's called being metame chuma to metame something, even though it's not chuma, but it's could become chuma, it's potential chuma, there's an issa mishmeres chumaisai. Pashas Rashi means an issa deraisa. So Taisus is bothered from this Mishnah Chala that we mentioned, that Einachinami, once it was Gilgal, it says there, chulun atvul nechala kechala dami, and there is an issa timatamid, presumably the issa mishmeres chumais, right? But before the flour was turned into dough, there is no issa once it has a suffix tuma. Now, by mishmeres chumais, it is an issa even though it has a suffix tuma. You can't take something which has a chuma which is suffix tame and make it tame. So if there's a dim mishmeres chumais before meruach, so Taisa said there should be a dim mishmeres chumais before Gilgal. Now Taisa himself brings a yesh deichen, which Rishayim bring, Taisus and Nida brings it. Taisus here doesn't hold of it, but the Arish Shenim hold of it. It seems to be the Pashas that this is Rashi's Teretz, that there's a big difference between flour before Gilgal and Peiris before Meruach. Flour before Gilgal, it's impossible to make it into Challah. There is no way to make this into Challah. It has no Shaychus to Challah altogether. So therefore, there's no Dimishmeres Chumaisai. Pashen came Paris before Meruach, even though you have no Chiv Chumas and Maishas, there's no Isser Tevel, Midaraisa, and Midarabon, and you could eat from Midarai, you could feed it to your behemoths. You don't have the Isser Tevel, you don't have the Chiv, it's not hooked for the Chumas and Maishas, but still, if you do take off Chumas and Maishas, it's Chal. So it is potential Chuma, you just don't have the Chiv yet. So Taisus here is bothered in Svara, if it's before Meruach, how could you call that Tavol for Truma, you have no Chiyuv Truma. But the Rishayim learn in Rashi, Taisa Nida, the Rishayim there in Nida, the Ritvan Nida, the Rishayim in Gidden Naf Samach Aleph, the Ramban here, you could say that there's a Chilik, that Lagabe flour before Gilgal, where you can't take Chala, if your Mafresh Chalasa Kemach it doesn't work, so then you cannot say that it's Nichol Mishmer Shumai, so you can't consider this potential Chala, because until you make a Gilgal, until you make it into a dough, it can't become challah. Masha'en came Paris, even before Meruach, you already could be Mafesh Shuma. You're not Mechuyiv to, but since you could be Mafesh Shuma, that's a din of a Shmerish Shuma Yisai. So this is the first sheet, the sheet this Rashi, that says that the Isatim Tame, Paris that belonged to a Yid, even before Meruach, is a Shmerish Shuma Yisai. It blives tovel a chuma, even though it didn't have meruach, since you could make a chuma, even though you have no chi of chuma. The next sheet, the Ramban brings this here, Taisus Anita says it, is that there's no dimish meres chumaisai before meruach. And had there be a dimish meres chumaisai, so even by a suffix tumma would be aser. So there's no dimish meres chumaisai. Till it's mechuyiv in chuma, till it's tovel a chuma, there's no dimish meres chumaisai. But there's still an issa der aisati mitamid because of hefset kayin. The maisa, you have a chiv nesina. There's a chiv nesinas chuma. And you have to make sure that the nesinas chuma is something which is tar. And that applies even before the actual chiv chuma is chal. Stam, when you have a crap, you have a chiv chuma. And the chiv chuma is that you have to ensure that there'll be a nesinas chuma. You have a chiv nesina. And you're being mevatel, you din nesina by being metameit. When you metameit, so now the truma is going to be tame, and that's a bitl of the din nesina, and that would seem to be a din deraisa. So why wouldn't that apply to the challah before the gilgal? Because it doesn't apply when it's already a suffik tame. Because when it's already a suffik tame, anyway the kayin can't eat it. Suffik deraisa l'chumra, the kayin won't be able to eat it. So anyway, there's no nesina. It's not worth anything. It's not worth more than stam shuma tameya. So that's why the Gemara in Nida, the Mishnah in Challah, that says that then when there's a suffik tuma, before Gilgal, you'll have to be metameyit. After Gilgal, you're not. Because after Gilgal, then it becomes tavo, then there's din of Shmeres Chumaisai. Shmeres Chumaisai, even my suffik tuma is asur. Before Gilgal, the isatim metameyit is mitzad l'chiv nesina. Once it's a suffik tumah, there is no chiyuv nesina. Taisus Anita also mentions that for the chiyuv nesina, you could always be mafresh something tar. Mashenkin, here we're dealing with the Yisrael, which is not being makbid on these things, so he's not going to be mafresh something tar, so again, you're causing a hefzah to the kayin. But lefilis teretz achar, also there's an issa deraisatim metamit, al tsefzah kayin, because you're not going to be mekayin, your chiyuv nesina is truma to the kayin properly. Now, once it already has a suffik tuma, see, anyway, can't do the chiyuv nesina, there wouldn't be an iser. That's the second shita. The first shita is you have mishmeres chumaisa before meruach, that's Rashi, and apparently you don't have it by challah before Gilgal because you can't make it challah. And the second shita is you have no mishmeres chumaisai, but you have the din and the satim hefset kayin, and that doesn't apply when it's a suffix tummy. Third shita is simply the ravid that the Rabban brings here, which says the whole din is derabanan. I mean, their isa before it's chuma, or before at least it's tavala chuma, there's no iser to be metami altogether. It's an iser derabanan, and they weren't grazer once there already is a suffix tumma. Nisa derabanan, and the answer, nechala, is because, since there's a suffix tumma, they weren't geyser. So, kumtais already three shittas. Either it's terais as mishmeris chumaisai, and that means it would apply even when it's a suffix tumma. Chala is different. Or it's terais as nisatim as achiv nisina, and it wouldn't apply by suffix tumma, because you anyway don't have achiv nisina, and then it's the same as chala. Or it's derabanan, and derabanan weren't geyser when it's a suffix tumma. The fourth sheet is Rabbeinu Yehuda, who brings the pshat that he said he saw from Rabbeinu Shloime. Perhaps that's Rashi, it's not the Rashi that we have, which is Mashmas Bechal no Isser. There's really no Isser to Matamit altogether before Meruach. What's the Isser here? The Isser here is that when you're going to be Matamit, this Yisrael is going to eat his Chulin Betumah. And it's also to eat Chulin Betumah. So you'll have to be Matamit the Chulin. Why? Because you could eat it, be made tumasai. You're allowed to have tame chulin because a person becomes tame. When a person's tame, there's no isatit chulin tumein. Mashen kain, when you're going to be metame for this Yisrael that's not nizer on tuma, he's going to eat the chulin tumein, even though he's tar. And that's asur. And mainly you're causing him to do this aveira. So kum deis in chusan, it's mashra fantasis, there is no isa bechlal. Timetame the chulin before meruach, because the whole issue is you're not allowed to eat the chulin, and that issue only applies when you're tar. When you're tame, you could eat the chulin, but there's an issue timetame chulin for someone that's not makban and tar, because he's going to eat it when he's tar. Taisus here is mashma that there's an actual issue of eating chulin betuma. There's an issue to eat chulin tmeim. It's actually also a taisus in chulin that beizim and beiz. He's mitzadet that way. Here also the gemara sounds like there's no iser to make meat tamei, because the gemara says it says that a tamei could shech by chulin. The gemara says what's the chiddush? By taisus there's no chiddush that you can lie to make meat tamei. And taisus says even though you might not want to be make peiris tamei, that's because peiris could become truma. Meat can't become truma. There's no iser to make meat tamei. But Taisus there says that there might be an issue to eat meat that's tameh. Als viskadishtem, he says. Viskadishtem tells you that you're mechuyiv to eat chulin tahirin. But that's okay because you can eat it when you're tameh. So Taisus there also is mitzadid that there's an issue deraisa to eat chulin that's tameh. It's a big hiddish. There are mashmayisim from other places that there's no issue. It's just like a hiddur. It's just like a chavir eats all his chulin batara. But there's no real iser. The Ramban in Parshas Kedeshim brings it as an example, like a novel b'shus ha-terah. When he says by Kedeshim Tiyu, the famous Ramban, there can't be a novel b'shus ha-terah, he mentions eating chulin tmeim. Sounds like it's not mamish an iser, but the pshat is it's like a novel b'shus ha-terah. It's wrong. It's not something that you should do. So those are the four shittas. Rashi says mishmeres chumaisai. Taisus and Nida and the Ramban says it's the issa of hefset kayin. Doesn't apply by when it's a suffik tamei. The Ravid says it's an issa derabanan. They weren't geizer by suffik. And Rabbeinu Yehuda says there's no issa bechlal. There's an issa timetamei for someone who's not makbe because he's going to eat chulin tmeim. There's also more of an arichos b'negei the sugi and gittin daf samach aleph on bein kamakam laharich. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara says, going on the Mishnah, Eisei nesach at sheyerid lebar. And the Gemara says, Kashava Tanya Yayin Misha Yikfe. The Gemara says, here it says that Yayin Nesach is only when it goes down to the bar. Advice is when it goes down to the bar, it's already considered Yayin. And the Gemara says, but it says, Lagabi Maestris, that when is the Yayin considered Nigma Malachta Lamaisa Misha Yikfe, meaning that when it's already in the bar and it's settling, the Shemarim are settling on top. Advice is, even though it's in the bar, you have to wait for another stage, Misha Yikfe. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Leikasha, Rabbi Kiva HaRabbanan, and the Gemara in the end says that really the Rabbanan hold Mishayeri Dabar LeYikveh, And the Mekiva says a little bit more. The next stage, Mishayish lebechavias, when you actually take it out of the bar after the yikvah, when you put it in the barrels. So the Gemara Sakasha, so Kumtais, we really now have three-way Mechalikas Sanam. Our Mishnah says when it goes to the bar, the Rabbanan of Rabbi Kiva say Mishayikvah when it settles, and Rabbi Kiva says Mishayishla, so the Chari did three Tanam. So the Gemara says, light, Shani Yayin Nesach Dachmiru Be'er Rabbanan. Yayin Nesach is different than Meiser. Meiser, we have a Mechalikas Tanam, if it's Mishayikvah B'bar, if already it settles, or it's Mishayishla B'chavius, and Yayin Nesach is more chamer. As soon as it gets to the bar, it's already Yayin Nesach. But the Gemara says, Rav originally didn't say that. Rav wanted to shtim the din of Yayin Nesach with the din of Meiser. So according to Rav, it holds that it's not different, because Rav had a stira. Then the Mishnah said, Yayin Lebar, and the Mishnah by Meiser says, Mishayikva. So what's the pshat? So the Gemara says, Enechanami, Mukam Lo Betlasa Tanoi. The three Tanoim, the Mishnah says, when it goes into the bar, it's ready, Nigmar L'malachtai. And the Chachamim hold that you need Yikva B'bar, and Rabbi Kiva holds Yishla B'chavius. That's the Gemara. So Taisus asks, L'char therefore Tanoim. Because like we learned in the previous blot, the Mishnah of Yerid L'bar is Dafka the Mishnah Rishayna. But the Mishnah Achrayna, that Rav Huna pointed out, held that as soon as it's Hiskel Hamshech, it's already considered Yayin. And according to Rav, that's Medama, Yayin Nesech, to Einus HaMeishus, you're going to have to say that by Hiskel Hamshech, it's already good enough to be Meiser. So here we have four Shittas. We have Yishla B'chavis Rebbe Kiva. We have the Rabbanan of Yikta, that it went into the bar and it already settled, the Shmar already settled. We have the Mishnah Rishayna of Yerid Labar, that it went into the bar. And we have the Mishnah Achrayna, it doesn't even have to be Yerid Labar, it has to be Yamshech. So Taisa says, Einachinami, the Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrayna considered one Tana. It's a Chazara, it's a Havan, a Maskon of one Tana. But Einachinami, there are four Shittas. We have the Shitta of Yishla B'chavis, we have the Shitta of Yikva, we have the Shitta of Yerid Labar, the Mishnah Rishayna, and the Mishnah Achrayna, the most Chamer, when it's already Nimshach. That's what Taisus says. But the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchus Chumas and Hilchus Maestris, they paskin, like Rabbi Kiva, that's Mashiach Lubachavius, the later Shir. And Lagaba Yayin Nesach, they paskin, Misha Yamshach. So the Chariz is Thirim Sak. Unless you say that they didn't paskin like Rava. Because the Gemara first said, Shani Yayin Nesach Dachmir Be'abana. Renechinami, you can't be medama Yayin Nesach to Meiser. And Yayin Nesach is more chamer. So maybe they don't pass him like Rava. Once you say Yayin Nesach is a chmira barabanan, so they pass like the Mishnah Achrayna Lagabi Yayin Nesach, and they pass it Lagabi Meiser, like Rabbi Akiva. But like Rava, Lechayrit shouldn't stim. Rava held that there is a dinyan between Yayin Nesach and Meisers. He didn't hold that Shani Yayin Nesach to a chmira barabanan. So Lechayrit, the psak shouldn't be different. So then they paskin lagabi meisrus. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch is mishiyish lebechavius. The lagabi ayinesach, they paskin mishi yamshech. I saw in the Ksam Sefer, and he quotes the Rashba. L'chari, it's mefurish in the Rashba that way. That's kufa the chilah between the Mishnah Rishayna and Mishnah Achrayna, even according to Rava. Now this would really be another teres on Taisus Kasha, that there's no four tanon. The Rashba in Torah Sabayis, he says that when he brings the Mishnah Rishayna, he says, "Zu Mishnah Rishayna Nisrulu De Ena Nasa Yayin Nesach Achigil Oynes Hamaisrus." Avo Bezin Shalachreim Amru De Mikayim Shesli Mashach Nasa Yayin Lesser Benisach. So there's a machlokes. The Mishnah Rishayna is medama Yayin Nesach to Maisrus. The Mishnah Achrayna not. Now, he's not going like the teretz of the Gemara of Shani Yayin Nesach Dachbira Barabana. Because that teretz is going in the Mishnah Rishayna. And saying that even in the Mishnah Rishayna, Maishas you need Yikveh according to the Rabbanan, and Yishle B'chavis according to Rabbi Kiva, and Yayin Nesach's more Chomer, and Mishayir in the Bar is already considered Yayin Nesach. So even the Mishnah Rishayna is not saying you need Einus HaMaishas. Obviously, he's going like Rava. And still he's saying the Mishnah Achrayna does not need Einus HaMaistris. But what's the vart? I mean, if you see the Mishnah Achrayin is not medamit, how does Rava, why was it shver to Rava? How did Rava know that the Mishnah Rishayin is medamit and say that it's tlasa tanoi? Mechetesa. So I think the Teretz is pashit, and this is not, it's not like Teretz, but this is how the Rashba learned the sugya. Now, be'etzim, as soon as it's nimshach, it's already wine. There's no difference. It's already wine. It looks like wine. Why would the Mishnah say you need Yair in the bar? Elamai, you need Gmar Malacha. So if you need Yair in the bar to be Gmar Malacha, so that Rav the Hell is Shemit Namet to Maestris. They're not more Machma, what's Gmar Malacha Lagami Ayin Esach. So Rav the Hell is Tlasa Tanoi. When's it called Gmar Malacha? Whether it goes the bar, Yikveh Yishle Bechavis. But that's all in the Mishnah Rishayna. Because there's no other way that Rav held the Mishnah Rishayna should you need Yair Labar. What's Yair Labar? Yair Labar is Gmar Malacha. So that's the same as Meister. Meshenkin the Bezen Shalachreim, there's no Havim in it that Yamshach is Gmar Malacha. The word why Yamshach is good enough is you don't need Gmar Malacha. So it's very good, the Psak of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Mishnah Achrayna, even Rava holds that there's no dimin to Maestris. Rava's dimin to Maestris is, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, the Mishnah Rishayna needs Yared Labar. Why? Why need Yared Labar? Teretz is unique Gmar Malacha. So that, we have a kasha for Maestris. What's considered Gmar Malacha? But the Mishnah Achrayna doesn't need Yared Labar. That was answer Taisa's kasha. That's why it's not for Tanam. Now, if the Matcha can say the Mishnah Rishayna, the Mishnah Achrayna is called the same Tana. According to Mishnah Achrayna, Zich has no Shaychus to Meister. According to Mishnah Rishayna, Rav the Hell that should be Daimit to Meister. So you're going to have to say this three Tanon. So Mele, it's Bechlal no Stira. The Rambam passing is going to be Meister. Mishayish le Bechavius, because according to the Mishnah Achrayna, it's not totally a Meister Lekuli Alma. And now let's see the next Sugya. The Gemara says, the Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if it's Yored Lebayer, when the wine goes into the bar, what's in the bar is aser, and what's in the gas is mutter. Amra vuna leishanu ish lehigzi gargusni legas. The gargusni is a basket which is used to filter the wine. The wine goes through the basket, and the solids stay in the basket, and the liquid goes down to the bar. So if you don't return the gargusni with the solids in it to the gas, then the wine and the gas remains mutter. If you took the basket where the wine went through and you put it back into the gas, aser, so then all the wine in the gas is aser because it's mixed with the wine in the gargusni. So the Gemara asked the kasha, gargusni gufa, the mai kamistura. How did the wine in the gargusni become aser? So the Gemara ben nitzuk. It's because it was connected with the wine in the bar through nitzuk, through a flow. Shmami na nitzuk chibur. So you see that when it's connected through Nitzuk, it's considered a chibur, and it would aser the wine in the gargusni, and then when you put it back in the gas, it asers the wine in the gas. So Gemara says, "Kedatani avchiyah shapachsasay tzlichisay, hachanami shapachsasay bayrei." No, it actually touched the wine in the bar. The bar filled up, and actually, the wine in the bar hit the gargusni. So there's actual wine in the bar in the gargusni, and then the gargusni was put into the gas, and that's why it asks the wine in the gas. Now, there are three nidayim on the sugya that we're going to discuss. First of all, in Hilchos Taruvos, when you have a drop of wine, yayin nesach, which went into the gargusni from the bar, and you took this wine, and you put it into the bar, into the gas, how does that make all the wine in the gas asur? That's the first discussion. The second discussion is Rav Huna's din, only according to the Mishnah Rishayna, which says that you need only the wine that went into the bar is aser, or is it even according to the Mishnah Achrayna? We marich about that. And the third is discussing the Chiddush of the Gemara, the Nitzuk Chibur, how that works. So first, in the Inyan of Taruvis, there's a Gemara later, in Dav Samach Vav, which discusses what's the criterion for min b'minai? By yayin nesach, the din is, if yayin nesach goes into minai, it's b'mashu, pashas, according to most peskim, we'll see in a second. And if yayin nesach goes into eini minai, then it's batul b'shishim. Now there's a machlokes of Bayin Rava, on the Samach Vav, when you have grape shoots that's arrived with grapes, is that called minai or eini minai? Abai says that since grape juice and grapes taste exactly the same, that's called min b'minay. Min b'minay is totally on the taste. If it tastes the same, it's called min b'minay. Now, Shengen Rava holds that even though grape juice and grapes taste the same, but basa shmo has linan, you go basa the shame, this has a shame yayin, this is a shame anovim, so mamel it's called min b'she'enay minay. So Taisa's kasha is, we all like Rava, that wine and grapes is called min b'she'enay minay. And in the gas is plenty of grape solids, which are grapes. Then, so why doesn't it become batel in the grape solids? The chayit is shishim of the grape solids can egg the wine. And that's called mimishayne minay. Are you going to say, because you have a lot of wine there also? So it can't be batel. Because you have both minay and ene minay. So it's not batel to the ene minay, because you have a lot of minay there. So Taisa asked for the Gemara in Chulin that says when something goes into a teruvis of minay and enay minay, and it can't become batul in minay, but it could become batul in enay minay, you say, salakis minay kemish enay, vishenay minay rabal of muvatloi. You pretend the minay is not there, because the enay minay is enough to muvatl. So Taisa says that you have to say this Gemara is going like a baya, that the grapes, since they taste the same as the wine, they're called minay, and the male of the entire gas is called minay. Or you have to say, and this is how the Mashah and the Maram understand the Taisus, that this is going, like the man the Omer, this is going that we don't say, Salekis mina kemisha'ena vishena mina rabu mavatloi. That when you have mina mina, when you have yayin and grape salads, since it can't become batel in the wine, that's called mimba mina le batel, and the ena mina, the grape salads can't be mavatloit. So kum tais lefiza, so we don't really paskin like this Gemara. Because we paskin that the grape salads are called enay minay, and we paskin whenever it is minay and enay minay, we say, salakis minay kemisha enay, the enay minay rabba of muvatlak. So as long as they have shishim and the grape salads can egg at the wine that went in, it will become batel. As I stay in the Ran, and as I bring the turf in the Sefer at Truma, and that's what the Psak Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that lamaisa geret, if yayin comes from the gargusni into the gas, by a guy says Kuku Malaya, and you have Shishim and the Chatsanim Vizogim connected the Yayin that came in, and we paskin that the Chatsanim and Zogim, they're grapes, and the wine is wine, even though they have the same taste, we paskin Basa Shema's Lina is called Mimbishainu Minai, and we paskin that we say Salekis Mina Kamisha Einai Vishainu Mina Rabu of Mavalai, so it become Batu. Now, Taisus has another teretz that says that there's a lot of wine. I think he means the wine is separate, and the wine didn't mix into the chetzanim and zogim, and that's why the wine is only with the wine, and that's why it's a problem in min b'mina. It's an akimta in the Gemara. And Taisus also brings down Shitas Rebbeinu Tam that says, dafka yayin nesach, meaning yayin that was actually nisnasach la'aveid d'zara, on that you say that it's asa b'mashu, on that you say that there's no bitl by min b'mina. Mashenkin, wine that was touched by a guy, is batel b'shishim. So Rabbeinu Tam says, the Taisa says, the fear Rabbeinu Tam, you have to say that our Gemara goes like the man the Omer, that min b'mina lo'i batel. We don't pass like the man the Omer, but there's a man the Omer, always min b'mina lo'i batel. But come days, we don't really pass like this Gemara. That's the Ran says, that's where the Rif left it out, because the chetzanim and zogim, which is enay minay, would be mevatel the wine. Kol shkein, if you hold that stam yenam is batel b'shishim, so you'd have a bitul b'shishim here to be done that we don't pass him in b'mina le'batul. And l'alacha anyway, the Ramah says that we're not machmir by wine that was touched by a guy b'zman azeh. We're not machmir to ask the b'shishim. But one nekuda, the Ran asks the kasha, so what exactly is Rav Huna's chiddush? Rav Huna is saying that if you take wine from the gargusni and you put it into the gas, it asks the gas. Of course, the wine in the bar is yayin esek. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that the wine in the gas is mutter, the wine in the bar is aser, and you have the wine in the bar went into the gargusni, pasach the bari, and he took the gargusni, put into the gas, and so now you have wine in the gas. So vazak tefuna chiddush. So he brings in the raivin like this, that the chiddush is that even though the yayin in the gas doesn't have a shame yayin, b'negeya that it could become yayin nesach, still it has a shame yayin b'negeya that it could be also with the teruvus of yayin nesach. So that's a big chiddush. the legabe becoming also when the guy touches it, there's a din. It has to get to the bar. It's not yayin until it gets to the bar. But legabe, that it becomes also when yayin nesach gets mixed into it. So then, even in the gas, it's good enough, and it has the din that the yayin nesach asses that yayin. Now the Rajman Tars of Ayas Asakashi doesn't understand why. If it's not yayin, it can't even become asa when the guy touches it. So why is it yayin to be asa when yayin esach gets inside of it? He says, Gurub, Yitziva ba'arav Gurub b'shmei Shemaya. When a guy touches it, you're telling me it's mutter. And if yayin nesach gets mixed into it, you're telling me it's asa? That's factor Ajba. But I don't understand the kasha so well. Legabi being asa when a guy touches it, even though it would have a shame yayin, but that's what the Mishnah Rishayna holds, that until it's nigru malachta, it doesn't have the chashivas to asa when a guy touches it. L'chay, l'mashal yayin mevushal. Doesn't become asa when a guy touches it, but if yayin nesach gets mixed into yayin mevushal, avada would asa it. Avada is called mimbaminoi. Has a shame yayin. It just not doesn't have the chshivas of yayin to be yayin esach. So who would in yayin in the gas before it went into the bar, before it was nigma malachtai, the negeya that the guy should touch it, it doesn't need the chshivas of yayin. It has to be like royal and esach. So it's only when it's nigma malachtai you consider it yayin. Mashenkim in the gay in Hilchas Teruvis to be called mimba minai, they already could have a shame yayin l'chaira to be called mimba minai. I don't have so good the Rashba's kasha. Talk upon him, that's the chiddush of Ravuna, that it has a teiris yayin ben gayim min b'minai, even though it doesn't have a teiris yayin for a guy to answer it b'yayin esach. Now the second inyan that we said we'll speak about is if Ravuna is only going with the Mishnah Rishayna. Kama Rishaynim, Taisis, the Ran, the Rashba, hold there, Ravuna is going like the Mishnah Rishayna. Because like the Mishnah Achrayna, we spoke about this in the previous shiur, once you have Amshacha of some of the wine, those who shine him hold, that asses all the wine. That makes all the wine have a shem yayin. That's a chiluk. There's two chilukim between the Mishnah Rishayna and Mishnah Achrayna. One is that the Mishnah Rishayna holds that the wine has to get into the bar in order to become wine. And the Mishnah Achrayna holds if it's nimshach, meaning it's separate, even if it's in the gas, it could be wine. And the second chiluk that these Rishayna hold from Rashi is that once some of the wine is nimshach, that gives all of the wine a din yayin. So that's what Kama Rishayinim say. The Ravuna is going in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is the Mishnah Rishayna. The bar is asr. The gas is mutter. So Ravuna is saying, but if you take the gargusni with some of the wine in the bar, put it into the gas, and asr is the gas. But Lafida Mishnah Achrayna, the gas is also asr. Because once some of the wine is nimshach, it all becomes wine and all becomes asr. That's what Kamer Rishayinim hold. Now, we spoke about in the previous year, the Ramban and the Ravid hold, no, only the wine that's Nimshach becomes wine. The rest of the wine that's not Nimshach doesn't become wine. So Mela, Tainet the Ramban, the Ravuna could go even like the Mishnah Achrayna, and the wine in the Gargusni is not considered Nimshach because it's still mixed with the grapes. Dafka the wine in the bar is also because that's the only wine that was Nimshach. Now, I don't understand fully because the Ramban himself said that Lamaskana, the Gemara came off the terrace of Kuka Malaya, and any time the wine is aimed to be Nimshach, it's already considered Nimshach. Don't have the Metzias 100% well according to the Ramban. But that's what it said. This is what the Rishayinim bring down. Kama Rishayinim Taisis, the Ran, the Rashba holds, the Lefi, the Mishnah Achrayna, the whole Rav Huna is not Negeya, because the Yayin Shebegas is also Yasser, it's also Yayin Esach. The whole Rav Huna is going on the Mishnah, meaning going on the Mishnah Rishayna. And it's negeya to us, but kuku malaya, whenever nothing was nimshach, so that's the chiddush, that if yayin nesach's mixed into wine that wasn't nimshach, it can ask for that wine. Even though it wasn't nimshach, but it has a din yayin b'negeya, that it's min b'minai, and the yayin nesach can ask for it. Negeya to a gas kuku malaya, which wasn't nimshach. But in the case of Rav Huna, where the yayin, part of the wine was nimshach, that would make it all into wine, and all be asr. Mashenka and the Ramban and the Ravid hold no. Then even according to the Mishnah Achrayna is just saying it doesn't have to go to the bar. As long as it's Nimshach, it's already Asr. But only the wine that's Nimshach is Asr. The rest of the wine that's not Nimshach remains not wine. And the Rav Huna's Chiddush is Negei, even according to the Mishnah Achreina. But the Rosh says a third thing. The Rosh says that even though the Rosh holds, like the Rishayim, that as long as some of the wine is Nimshach, the whole thing becomes wine. But like he says, Nimshach, the definition of Nimshach is that the wine is separate from the solids. But he says, so you have the gas, and the gas is now poured through the Gargusni. When the wine goes out of the gas and into the Gargusni, it's still together with the solids. So the Gargusni is still not called Nimshach. When is it Nimshach? When it leaves the Gargusni. That's when the wine becomes separate. So now that the wine came into the Gargusni before it was Nimshach, so now when the wine is being Nimshach from the Gargusni, it's only going to ask you what's in the Gargusni. It's not going to ask you what's in the gas. Because we only say when some of the wine's Nimshach, the whole thing becomes Asur, the whole thing meaning the whole thing where that wine was Nimshach from. So when the wine comes from the gas into the Gargusni, that's not Amshacha B'chlal, because the wine is still mixed with the Chatzan and Vizagat. Now in the Gargusni, some wine, it gets filtered, and the wine comes out of the Gargusni. So now you look at the Gargusni, part of the wine of the Gargusni was Nimshach, so the entire Gargusni becomes wine. But that's the Gargusni. But now the gas doesn't become wine, because the gas, none of the wine was Nimshach from the gas. That's what the Rosh says in the second Teretz. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way. The Shulchan Aruch says that when the wine gets poured into the Gargusni, and from there it gets filtered and goes into the bar, so only the wine in the Gargusni has a din wine to become Asur, and the wine in the gas remains Mutter. And that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And B'kveg is Ma'ir that L'chari the Rosh is a Das Yachid, because the Rishayim that don't answer that, Taisus, and the Rajba, and the Ran, that all say their Avunah is Dafka like the Mishnah Rishayna, they would seem to hold that if the wine goes through the Gargusni and into the bar, as soon as some wine comes out of Gargusni, not only the wine in the Gargusni becomes wine, but the wine in the gas also becomes wine. So why should the Shulchan Aruch paskin b'pshitas like the Rosh, that when the wine goes through Gargusni and it's Nimshach from the Gargusni, it's only the wine in the Gargusni is wine? L'chayr, the other Rishayim hold not the way. They hold that even the wine in the gas becomes wine b'chay gavna. So why is it being seisim l'kula like the Rosh? Now, upon him, those are the three shittas. You have the Rishayim that say that l'didan, any time a little wine is nimshach, all the wine in the gas becomes wine, and if one is only going to Mishnah Rishayim. You have the Ramban that says that only the wine that's nimshach is wine, the wine that's not nimshach is not wine, even like the Mishnah Achreina. The Mishnah Achreina is only arguing and saying you don't need the bar as long as the wine is nimshach becomes wine, but only that wine that's nimshach is wine. And Mela Avunah could still like the Mishnah Achreina. And you have the Rosh that really holds like the Rishayim that as soon as some of the wine's nimshach, it all becomes wine. But he says that since it wasn't nimshach coming from the gas into the Gargusni is not called amshach because it's still mixed with the chetzanim and zagim. And coming out of the Gargusni, that's a nimshach, which would make all the wine in the Gargusni into wine, but it wouldn't make the wine and the gas into the wine, so mele funa could stem like the Mishnah Achreina. And now the third sugya, the sugya of Nitzuk, right? The Gemara thought originally that the reason why the wine in the Gargusni was Asr, and that's why when you put the Gargusni back into the gas, so the wine in the Gargusni, which is Asr, is mixing in with the wine in the gas, and with there, would ask for the wine in the gas, but Teruvis, is because Nitzuk Chibur. Nitzuk Chibur means, so Gemara later on the Ayin Beis, that if, let's say, you pour kosher wine into Yayin Esach, all the kosher wine that's in the bottle or barrel that is being poured into the Yayin Esach, all becomes Aser. It becomes Aser because the Nitzuk is a Chibur, it's all considered attached to the Yayin Esach, and that asks all the wine. You have a big barrel of wine. You pour it into a cup, and that cup has some Yayin Nesach in it. All the wine in the barrel is us. So that's the concept of Nitzuk Chibur. So the Gemara says, Shmamino Nitzuk Chibur, that when the wine from the Gargusni, which is Mutter, is going into the bar, is a nitzuk. It's attached to the wine in the bar, which is yayin nesach. So it also becomes aser al nitzuk. So the Gemara says, not a raya that nitzuk is chibur, because you could say, that the bar filled up to the point where the actual wine in the bar touched the wine in the gargusni, not just through nisuk, and the mele, there's some wine in the bar in the gargusni, and that's why it's aser. So you're showing him ask a kasha, if you hold nitzuk chibur, so why isn't all the wine in the gas aser al nitzuk chibur? Why is only the wine in the gargusni aser al nitzuk chibur? Why isn't all the wine in the gas aser al nitzuk chibur? The wine is pouring out of the gas into the gargusni, and from there into the bar. So there's one nitzuk from the gas to the gargusni, from the gargusni into the bar. Why does it need tzuchiba directly after the wine and the gas? So here the Rishayim say this svara, because it's nitzuk bar nitzuk, which means that there's two nitzuks here. The wine is pouring from the gas into the gargusni, into the basket that's filled during the wine, but it's not one direct flow from the gas into the bar, because it stopped in the gargusni. The gargusni is a filter. It doesn't pour directly. It has to flow through the gargusni and come out in the slits, in the holes of the gargusni. That's not called the same nitzuk. So it's a nitzuk to a nitzuk. The wine in the gargusni is usher because of the nitzuk chibur to the wine in the bar. But now you're pouring wine in the gas into the gargusni. That's called the nitzuk bar nitzuk. That's what Rashi was matir. Someone poured from a barrel into a cup with yayin nesach, so the barrel became aser. And now someone poured from a larger barrel into that smaller barrel, so Rashi says it's mutter, because even though the barrel was aser al nitzuk, that's one nitzuk, but now to aser something which poured into the barrel and the whole barrel was only aser al nitzuk, that's called nitzuk bar nitzuk, that's mutter. Here's the side from the Rishayim, they bring this from Rashi. Now the Rivam argues, Shaina bring down the Rivam that argues, and he says, you have no right that nitzuk bar nitzuk is mutter. You know why the wine in the gas is mutter and doesn't become aser al nitzuk? That's because the wine in the gas is not wine bechlal. It's not even aser when a guy touches it. How could you say it's aser when it's poured into yayin esech? When you have wine, which would be aser when a guy touches it, you pour it into yayin esech, that's real wine. That becomes aser, just like it'll be aser if a guy touched it. Who then it's aser if it's nitzuk, if it's mechuba with the yayin esach? But when you have wine in the gas, which is bechlal not wine, if a guy touches it, it's mutter. So who then, if it's poured from the wine in the gas into yayin esach, also wouldn't become aser? That's tiny to Rivam. He doesn't understand why it should be aser for nitzuk. Ay, oy bazay. So how come the wine in the gargusni becomes aser benitzuk? The wine in the gargusni also is not in the bar. So the wine in the gargusni also isn't wine. So why is that aser benitzuk? So there the Rivam says, but the wine on the bottom of the gargusni, when it's coming out of the gargusni, so there it's free of all the grape solids and about to go into the bar, it already gets the same wine, even though it didn't go into the bar yet, the chiddush. Even like the Mishnah Rishayna, it doesn't have to mamish go into the bar. It's already on the bottom of the gargusni. It's already considered in the bar. So that wine could be aser benitzuk. So Taisa says if that wine is already wine, so maybe that wine was touched by a guy. That's the pshat. So the Rivam says it doesn't say that the wine in the gargusni was touched by a guy. So even though it doesn't say clearly about the bar either, you have to say mashu b'bar aser means if it was touched by the guy. But the wine in the gargusni, he didn't touch the gargusni. He touched the wine in the bar. So nitzuk would only aser the wine on the bottom of the gargusni, which has a din like it's in the bar. Masha'en kein, the wine in the gas, or the wine on the top of the gargusni, which doesn't have a din like it's in the bar, doesn't have a din yayin, that doesn't become aser by nitzuk. So with these there, we have no raya to add to mimata nitzuk bar nitzuk. Yerushalayim's raya to mimata nitzuk bar nitzuk is our sugya. That the Gemara says the yayin in the gargusni is aser al nitzuk, and still when the gas poured into the gargusni, that didn't make it aser al nitzuk. You had to return the gargusni into the gas. Vaista, he said, nitzuk aser is the wine that's poured into it, But that wine doesn't ask the new wine that's poured into that. That's Nitzuk bar Nitzuk. Rivam says no. Nitzuk bar Nitzuk really has the same din. But you can't aser wine b'nitzuk if that wine is not considered wine to aser b'negiyah. So the Rosh is Maz B'Rashi. What's Takib Shan the Rishonim that asked the Kasha that the wine and the gash should be aser al tznitzuk? It's not wine b'chlal, doesn't even aser b'negiyah. So he says that nitzuk is not the pshat of lives like a negiyah. It's not touching a goy b'chlal. Nitzuk means it's coming into contact with the ayin nesach. Nitzuk is a zat taruvis. Even though it's not really nisarev, when you pour wine into other wine, it's not nisarev with the wine on top. But Chazal considered kilu was nisarev. Since it's all mechuber, kilu was nisarev, nitzuk lives like a taruvis. So Nelo, just like we said, for taruvis, the yayin and the gas is considered wine legabe taruvis. It's just not considered wine legabe nisuch. So the Rivam holds if it's not wine legabe nisuch, it doesn't become aser benitzuk. And the other Rishayim apparently hold that as long as it's a wine legabi taruvis, it could become aser benitzuk. Also, the Rosh and Taisus have a aura that the Rishbam held that you don't need a guy to touch the wine and the bar to make it aser. The Balt the guy is pressing the wine and the gas. So the kayach of the guy is going into the bar. That's called kaychai. When it's kaychai b'kavana, that has a dinigi of the wine and the bar. Rashi held not that way. Rashi in the Mishnah says, Ma'ayin shebebar aser im noga goy. And the Rishbam held no, that the yayin shebebar aser, when a guy is being derech the gas, the wine in the gas is not called wine. The wine in the bar is, but vibalt, he's pushing the wine in the gas into the bar, so his kayach is going into the bar, kayach is like negia, and that's what asses the wine in the bar. So Taiz and Rosh make a pasha to cheshbin. Lefi zeh, if you're going to say that the yayin and the gagusni has a din yayin, so avada becomes aser without any nitzuk, or without any pachastai bayrei. Stam, you have the kayach of the guy going into the gagusni. So the Rishbam can't hold of the Rivams you say that the wine and the gagusni have a din wine, because otherwise the wine and the gagusni stam would be aser. Because all the wine blives in the giyif and the guy al yidei kayachai. So, Oibazai, the Rishbam has to neman that the wine in the Gargusni, even the Shule Gargusni, even the Bad Magusni, does not have a din wine. And still the Gemara says, will become Aser Al Tznitzuk. So, according to the Rishbam's Pshat in the Mishnah, it's Muchrich to say that Nitzuk would Aser even if it doesn't have a din wine. If you learn like Rashi, that Masha Bebar Aser Masha Begas Mutter means if a guy touches it, so then you could say like the Rivam that the wine in the Gagusni, Bishuli Gagusni has a din wine. It's not asa because the guy never touched it. And that's why the Gemara says, is it asa because of a nitzuk to the bar or because b'chasas de bayrei and it touched the wine? But nitzuk would only asa if it's wine. Mashegi lefida Rashbam, that Rashbam shat in the Mishnah, the Mashiach bar asa is without a guy touching it. Stam, the guy being derech begas is kaychai, which asks all the wine in the bar. So avad, if the wine of Shule Gagusni would be considered wine, it would ask that also. So avad by Hirzi Gagusni Lagas, it would be also, you don't need Nitzukhibra Bachaste Bayrei. Elamai the Rishbam has to learn that the wine in the Gagusni is not wine. And Elamai the Rishbam has to hold that even when it's not wine, it could be also on Nitzuk. And then you'll have a raya that Nitzuk by Nitzuk is not also. That's the cheshbon that the Taiz and the Rosh say.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.